Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
Kobe James and Pressure. It's moving in, yes.
Yep.
Rain outside, it's quite pleasant to see all of a sudden just a shower or two. But always when rain happens,
traffic
happens too. And so our guest is stuck in that traffic, but it's okay. She's still going to make her way through to the studio. Because Story of Hope coming up at about 10 past 8 this morning. Yolani J, so good to be chatting to you on this cold, wet Cape Town morning.
Hi, Jonathan. It's such an honor speaking to you.
No, it's an honor speaking to you. So, dis so lekker dat julle hier in die Kaap is, want julle is mos Pretorianers deesdae, nê?
Ja, maar die Kaap is nog steeds huis.
Yes, exactly. And there's nothing like coming home. So was it the launch that you came down to Cape Town for, or was it more because of other reasons?
No, definitely the launch was one of them. But one special reason is that my husband, JP's sister, got married.
Ah, oh, beautiful. That is stunning. Congratulations to his sister. That is beautiful, man. And how does it feel to go to a wedding where only like 50 people are allowed? Was it still a fantastic celebration?
You know what? I think it was so, so special and so intimate. And I would really encourage people to actually give it a go, because it was the intimacy created such beautiful memories and moments.
Oh, that is so good to hear. That is really special. So, ladies and gentlemen, Yolani J is an artist that we love to play her music on this station. Poor Man's Daughter, Safe and Sound, or some of the older tracks. More recently, Dalk is Ak. But this morning, we get to launch a brand new track from a brand new album. Yolani, tell us a little bit about the process of writing songs, of recording during the last couple of months, with all that's going on in the world and in our country.
Sure, it was quite a challenge, but luckily we live in a time where technology is at its forefront. So it was easy with communicating. We didn't really have to be physically in the same room. But what made it really special is, because I'm a songwriter, I wrote about 30 songs for this album.
Wow.
And I think the most difficult part was actually choosing which one is going to stay a demo and which one is going to be a track.
I can imagine.
And I am so thankful for the team around me, because you are only as good as your team. And they really made this possible.
That is incredible. And I think it's a lesson, because a lot of people think, oh, I've written a song and it must, you know, I must record it, I must get it onto an album and get it out there. And actually, you need people that listen to it critically, who give you feedback, who maybe even push back a little bit and say, why don't you maybe rewrite that verse or rewrite that portion of it or something like that. Talk to us a little bit more about that particular element of songwriting and then actually putting it all together.
You know, Jonathan, I think as a songwriter, sometimes people say, this song is my baby. But in actual fact, not every song is even meant for others to hear. Sometimes as songwriters, we just need to write something because we need to hear it. We need to listen to our own words, to our own expression. And I think that's something very powerful, especially when writing to God. Sometimes there's a moment that is just worship between you and the Father. And that's something that I think all of us, we need to go through and learn. And take advice, because, you know, some are going to like it and some not. And we can always grow from our mistakes and learn from it.
Sure. That is so good. I like that. We can learn from our mistakes. And sometimes that intimacy, just something that God gives for you at that moment, it doesn't have to be shared with everybody. So now talk to us about working with Ivan Roo on this particular track, Liefde wat ons heel maak.
Sure, it was such a privilege working with him. And I wrote the song, Liefde wat ons heel maak. And I I listened to it and I thought, you know what, this has to be a duet. And it was so difficult to find the right voice to suit my voice, number one. And also I wanted a deep, warm tone and a dark tone. And when I heard his voice, I just knew, oh, he'll be perfect for it. And we called him and he said yes. And it was so nice. He is such a beautiful person, and working with him was such a joy. Easygoing, and he was just really amazing.
Fantastic. That is really cool. Well, it's time for us to unveil this track. It's going to be played here on CCFM for the very first time this morning, and super excited to be able to share it with you. So, Yolani, will you just introduce this beautiful track for us?
Dames en heren, jullie is my nieuwe liedjie, Liefde wat ons jou maak.
Woohoo! Baie, baie dankie!
Is ons weer aan wat jou moet vergewe. Dis die keuses van jou lewe wat soms bitter smaak.
Tyd stop vir niemand, is asof ons net herhaal. Net soos last September maand, en ek blameer jou nie.
Ek kan nie eers vir jou kyk nie,
kan nie eers vir jou beskryf nie.
Breakfast with Friends, exclusive to CCFM 107.5.